This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
I've been joined by a couple of guys who I mistook for somebody else, and so he's more welcome than the other fella. So first of all, we've got David A. Ballard. And the A is so much, it means so much to me, because it's, it means it differentiates you from the other fella. And your friend here of many years is Christian Hennessy.
That's right, hi.
And you go hand in hand, because you've just, well, you've just written a book.
Yeah, poetry. That's right.
What would you call it these days? Is it poetry still, or...?
Yeah, I write poetry. I've been writing songs and poems for, since I was in my early 20s. But it's only recently I sort of thought about writing children's poems.
Okay, we're going to get you to read a few in a minute. It's a lovely book. It looks fantastic. And I know that you've just said that you've got a book signing locally, just up the road, Waterstones.
Yeah, Waterstones, on Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock.
Okay, and if you want to come along, and you'll sign the book, and you can get the book as well.
Yeah, you'll see me there in person. I'll sign the book, and it'll be a lovely day. Come along. Have a look.
And I don't like to use the C-bomb, but, you know, the Christmas is coming, and it'll make a lovely gift.
I think it would, actually. There's a lot of laughs in there. Poems are mostly funny. There are some more poignant ones, but mostly they're funny ones.
Could I ask how old you are?
How old?
I know that's a ridiculous question, but there's a reason for it, okay? There's a reason for it. I've just got to page 72, and I mention this term quite a lot, and most people of a certain age have no clue what I'm talking about. But it's only if you're over a certain age. So I'm guessing you're over 50.
Yeah, indeed. Actually, I'm 65.
Well, I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting late 50s, maybe. But can you read that one out for us? And then we'll talk to Christian in a moment.
Which one's that?
Scrumping.
Oh, right.
Something we used to do, and we were very professional at it.
Well, I used to live down in on the Kent border, Rye, round that way, Tunbridge Wells, and my brother and I would go scrumping quite regularly. My father kept bees, so he'd take us to the wherever it was he kept the bees, and while he was sort of doing that, my brother and me would go off and fill our pockets with plums and damsons. Yeah. And
excellent.
That sort of thing. Bit naughty, really.
You get done now, haven't you?
You can get done now, but I've reworded the poem so it doesn't sound so naughty.
All right, okay. Thanks for that. So this is scrumping.
We sometimes go scrumping, my brother and me, filling our pockets as we climbed apple trees. Sometimes we'd find pears, green gages or plums. My brother kept lookout. The farmer might come. We lived in the country on the borders of Kent, and many a summer we'd happily spent. Kent is the garden of England, they say, with orchards of apples, where we often played. It's where we'd go scrumping, my brother and I, when we'd take home the proceeds for mum's apple pies. I love those green apples and climbing trees, in search of the summer while scraping our knees. The best kind of apples we often found were not on the trees, but the ones on the ground. And Dad said it's naughty to pick from the tree, so we'd pick up the windfalls. That was okay with me.
Brilliant. Love it. I was back there scrumping, and get my mum used to send us out, and we'd have stewed apple all summer long.
Oh yeah!
And in the end, it used to drive us crackers, and we'd refuse to go out anymore. Accompanying the words, obviously, we have pictures, and that's where you come in, Christian. Who's first? First of all, morning.
Good morning, hi Ian.
And whose idea was it to sort of? Okay, we're going to do these magical words. We're going to put these magical pictures with it as well.
Well, for a lot of years, I've been doing various art projects, big and small, free and paid. As I was just saying, the most well-known one that I do is the Coppins Bridge roundabout in Newport, the building that has all the murals and pictures all over it.
That's got to be the most looked-at building on the island.
Yeah, Yeah, it is. When people ask me, oh, what do you do? Have you got a card? I'll give them a card, but I just say, well, you know, Coppins Bridge, and they'll go, oh, you do that, do you? I've never seen that get done, but it always changes. So it's basically the world's biggest calling card. So, yeah, that's what I'm most well known as for a job that I do. But I do all sorts of art projects, you know, houses, bedrooms, businesses. But I've known David for about 20-odd years, and they have been odd years. but I'm like you, I'm a bit of a networker. And when I see someone who's got a real talent, you know, from doing something from the heart, whether it be music or writing or singing, I want to help. And I saw some of David's poems, and I thought, actually, he's got a real talent for writing from the heart and hitting where we scratch. And when I read, the sort of picture paints itself. And, you know, we're very pleased with the way the book's come out. And he likes the cartoony pictures that I've done to each poem. And, you know, I am as well. I mean, there's nothing more lovely than, a parent or a loved one sitting with a child, you know, with the words and the pictures. I mean, it's so lovely. You can't really not go without saying. But it's obviously doesn't happen as much as it did. Now, people sat with tablets and computers and things. But you cannot beat a sort of lovely book, can you?
You painted a picture there, because I could just see people there as a family sitting on a sofa doing that thing, and that is a lovely thing. It really is. Which comes first? Did the words come first, the pictures come first? I'm guessing.
Well, for me, the words paint a picture.
Yeah.
I mean, the old song, "A picture paints a thousand words." Obviously, you can write the other way around. But all I do is sort of just read a dialogue, and then the picture. It's clear. I just have to get it out the end of my fingers.
So how many's in the book?
There must be 40 poems altogether.
Oh, so support 40 pictures, 40 poems, and you must have a plan to do more after this, won't you?
I don't know. I've got other ideas. There's a few other things I'd like to do. I'd like to record an album. What I'd really love to do, but I'm not sure I know anyone who would work with me on this, because it's quite time consuming, but I'd love to write a musical.
Right.
Wow. I'd love to do that before I pop my clogs. But just writing the lyrics.
Yeah.
I've always admired songwriting teams like Oscar and Hammerstein, people like that. And Oscar Hammerstein was a really good lyricist. He's one of my biggest influences.
There's a number of obviously Ireland musicians. I mean, so there's a number of them that actually do shows for us here at Vectis. So maybe we could hook you up, and and we've also got a couple of actors as well, which might come in useful too. Kevin Wilson's a really good actor. I don't know whether he can sing or not. Do we need to sing very well?
Well, no. I mean, if someone presents me with a tune, I'll go away and try and put some lyrics to it.
Brilliant. Okay, well, we should sort that out. But let's focus on the book for now. If you want to get hold of this book, you're doing a book signing. But is there a way we can see it online? Is there a Facebook page we can go to?
Well, you could go to my website, which is www.daveballard.co.uk, or you can go to Amazon. It's for sale on Amazon. Just click in Grandma's Roller Skates. And you'll find it easy enough.
And I've got to say, you came in, you brought the book in, you let me have a look at it, and then you said that you can have that copy if you like, and I can't wait to take it home and read it, because it looked really funny. The one that stood out for me was obviously Scrumping. I thought, I've got to hear that. And there's one about wind as well. Do you want to find that one and do that one?
It's a bit...
I can see where your levels are set. Maybe that's for a private reading.
Oh, right, okay. can you do one more then? Because you better choose then.
This is my favourite.
All right.
It's called Bernie the Bookworm.
You can say it.
Yeah, I can say it. Now, Bernie the Bookworm is a remarkable creature. In any old book, you'll see him feature, chomping his way and thinking he's clever, through paperbacks, hardbacks and some bound in leather. He does not like burgers or chips cooked in batter. It's the pages of books that make him fatter. From breakfast to dinner, he continues to munch on all sorts of books at his kind of luncheon. He reads lots of books on adventure and travel. Sherlock Holmes mysteries he likes to unravel. Romantic stories where the boy gets a girl. Or science fiction adventures that are out of this world. He likes a whodunit like Agatha Christie, or a thriller with plots complicated and twisty, tales that are sad, or ones that are funny, but all of them eventually end up in his tummy. He will chew his way through a whole range of subjects, from Winnie the Pooh to plays such as Hamlet, history, nature and poetry too, books on philosophy. He'll plough his way through autobiographies, nature or science, to every subject that same keen appliance. But with all this knowledge, you'd have to agree he should go to college and get a degree.
like it. I can't wait for you to give that back to me now, so I can read it.
Find the tent one, Dave. Find the tent one.
Ah, yeah.
I'll say again, because he can't big up himself too much more than he has. There's one in there that deals with, you know, when you lose a pet, you know, as a family and stuff, which is quite touching. Another one that deals with other sort of more sensitive issues. But it's all done
like in disability. There's one about being disabled.
Right.
Yeah,
so each one's got a sort of moral point to it. But there's a bit of humour as well. I tried to do anyway.
So, yeah, that comes through, definitely. And the wind one, I can't wait to read, obviously, in a room where other people can't see it.
Well, you could do some method acting. The reason I was mentioning the tent one is because it just tickles me. It's just sort of charming. I think it typifies the book. And perhaps Dave could read that one. It's a short one.
Okay.
Well, it's called Loitering in Tent. Basically, it's to do with... kids love to have a sleepover these days. It's something I didn't do when I was a kid. My mother had a guest house and it was out of the question.
And of course, you didn't have any friends.
So,
I thought to myself, surprise there.
If I was to ask my parents, this is how I'd ask them. It's called Loitering in Tent. Let's pitch a tent in the garden. We'll find a nice piece of ground. I'll ask my mum and dad nicely if they'll let some friends come around. We could stay up till midnight, cook some bangers and beans, have a feast full of chocolate and finish off with ice cream. I hope there's no scary monsters who creep around in the night, dancing around in the shadows, giving everybody a fright. But I know we'll have lots of fun, though, in a tent camped out on the lawn. We'll talk the hind legs of a donkey and we won't get to sleep until dawn. I'm sure if I ask them nicely, my parents will say that it's fine. After all, it will soon be my birthday. And I'll be 39.
Oh, brilliant. Hey, look, thank you for coming in. Just one more time. We can see you and see the book as well. Saturday, what time are you going to be there at Waterstones?
From 10 o'clock onwards.
From 10 o'clock onwards.
Starting at 10 o'clock.
Okay, and you'll be signing the books as well. And this Saturday, Waterstones, go and get yourself one of these books, because honestly, it'll be a fantastic Christmas present for many people.
Well, for any bookworm.
Yeah. And Christian, yes. One day, I've got to ask you a question, because I never ever see, I always see the finished job, the finished article on the houses of, should we call them? The houses of Medina Way, or houses of, we should rename them.
But that building used to be, back in the day, used to be a dentist on Coppins Bridge, the building that's painted.
How spooky is that? Dr. Crowhurst,
that's encouraging name, isn't it?
I remember going in there, and I've got the dentist this afternoon, funny enough, and I always think, I've got to go there, because that's the first one I went to.
We must be long in the tooth now.
Yeah, very.
That's why he's looking down in the mouth.
What it's called now, it was an agency building. There's nothing on it, but it's obviously owned by people, and it's to do with business and things. But it's become quite iconic. People enjoy the change, and it's the colours always bright, and it's always interesting. Yeah. Whatever it's promoting, often there's festivals. I think the next one might be an Age UK, which is obviously a charitable you know, promotion and various interests. But for me, I get a design and then I stand back on that pavement at Coppins Bridge and find a way of getting it up on the building. But no, it's a very enjoyable job.
When do you do it? Because that was going to be my question, because I always walk by and it's done. There it is. It's done. Oh, right, he's done it. So when do you do it? Do you do it overnight?
What it is, people drive around there so often, they think that they're all the time. In reality, you're not really driving by all the time. You know, they take me a few days, you know, and I nip out, do a bit up and down, in and out and stuff. I don't hang about. You know, I'm a decorator by trade, so I sort of don't, you know, dilly-dally. Yeah, I think, you know, it flatters me, but the designs, you know, I get the designs and then just get them up. But yeah, I pop it. I have been there at midnight and dodging rain in various times over the years. But normally I'm there in daylight hours, getting beeped left, right and centre, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, he's always on the roundabout. Sometimes he's on the swings. The slides.
We come back again and maybe do a lunchtime social, and we can talk more about the other stuff that you do, and we can do it to a few more poems.
You know, by all means,
is that okay? Both of you?
Yeah, that would be great, Ian.
Fantastic,
yeah.
Absolutely,
fantastic. Okay, look, for now, thanks very much for coming in. Hopefully, we'll see you again in a few weeks' time. www.vectisradio.com